Hello, everyone, and welcome to the very first episode of the Thoughts Not Feelings podcast.
We are your host. I'm Reagan Dethridge.
And I am Natalie Horvat. Nice to meet you all. So considering this is our very first episode, we just wanted to introduce a little bit about yourselves so it's not like you're listening to complete strangers. So a bit about me. If I was any smarter than I already am, I would love to become... I'd love to become a lawyer because I love to be right and argue. I'm not gonna lie.
Nope, I didn't see that one.
So a little bit about me. I'm a little bit more on the friendlier side, you could say. A little more go with the motion of the ocean. Other than that, yep, you know, I like my bike rides, I like my yoga.
Gotta love a bike ride.
And my meditation, and I like to keep it clean, keep it classy. And
keep it clean as if.
And that is me.
Keep it classy. Okay.
So I'm assuming you pictured the idea of what we're like by that.
Just from our brief descriptions. Lovely. So on this episode, we're keeping it around 30 minutes, just as a quick little pilot episode, you could say. So we're going to talk about, first off, the top 10 things that confuse us and why.
Okay.
Here we go. So my first thing is, okay, bear with me here, Great Britain.
What?
Yeah. Like, isn't it also called, like, United Kingdom? Like, England? Like, there's so many names for this one damn country. Like, I literally don't understand.
I'm honestly not even educated enough to make a comment on that statement.
Like, me neither, but it just confuses me. Like, geography? No, sir. That is definitely not my forte. Okay, next thing we're doing. This one's a little controversial for all of our religious folk out there, but, like, death.
Oh, okay.
But no, it took a turn for the worst.
I was like, okay, we're gonna go into religion or something. No.
No, death. So, like, where do we go, Reagan? Do you know where we go?
Like, this is, like, my hippie me, I guess okay. You could say, kind of coming out. I hope that, like, our energy's gonna just, like, go up in the universe.
Fair enough.
And, like, go into another form of, like, a living creature that we've, like, kind of just destined to always be.
Like, oh my god, I've literally been called a monkey! Oh my god.
Yeah, like Moana.
Okay, okay, but, no, I see what you mean.
Like, Becca wanted to be a stingray.
The grandma wanted to be a stingray.
Yeah, she became a stingray.
And she became a stingray. Oh, that would actually be really cute if that was, like, actually a thing.
Right? And then your body, I want to go into the ground and be a tree.
Mm.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, strong roots. Okay. You know, I don't personally think, like, there is a heaven these days. I just, like, death terrifies me. That's probably one of my biggest fears is, like, dying.
Like, heaven is a place on earth?
Let's hope so. Okay, moving on. Okay, I had to do some research for this one because I didn't want to sound like an idiot, but I feel like I'm still going to sound like an idiot. So no judgment here. Coconut trees versus palm trees. So here's what I found. Here's what I found. A coconut tree is a type of palm tree, but not all palm trees are coconut trees.
So... like, what?
In conclusion.
When is it a coconut tree? Like, when does it...
Let's reread this sentence, shall we? Some food for thought right here. A coconut tree is a type of palm tree. I feel like one of those people, like, a documentary, like, reading this. But not all palm trees are coconut trees.
Okay.
We're just gonna leave that there.
All right. Moving on to the next.
We're just gonna leave that one there.
All right.
Okay, this one... Oh, this one grinds my gears. Helen Keller. You're telling me that this girl knew how to write and read and talk even though she was blind and deaf.
What? Did we, like, watch that movie in, like, third grade?
Maybe. I don't know.
I always thought it was just based off of a movie and, like, never real life until...
No, like, she's, like, a real person.
Yeah.
Or she was a real person, R.I.P., but, like...
When our friend Emma was telling me about it, that's when I was like, oh, she's real.
No, but, like, even with, like, a braille machine, that's, like, what blind people use to, like, type and stuff, even with that, it's like, you need to know the letters. You can't know the letters if you're blind and deaf. Like, how are you learning?
Like, how someone's gonna be like, this feeling is a B. This,
but, like, they don't know how to contact that. Because even when you're, like, a baby, like, you're just not learning these things. Like, unless it's through, like, osmosis.
Did she have another sense that was kind of...
Another what?
Did she have another thing going on for her?
Like, I honestly just remember that she is blind and deaf, but okay. I feel like that basically
sums it up.
So, moving on. Next, we have the iCloud.
The iCloud.
Like, I am just confused. Like, where does it go?
The iCloud.
Really? Well, like, the iCloud is where? Like, yeah, all around us? Like, I don't know. Moving on.
Pixels, like...
Oh, yeah.
I think, like, it just goes... Ding, ding, ding.
Like, it's hard to think about where all these things just go. And, yeah. Like, did people, like, hack you? Oh, I don't know. Okay, this is a fun one. Okay, ready, ready? Accents.
Okay.
Why do we... Like, are people born with them? But then, like, why do they go away?
Yeah. Like,
I don't know.
I think you just, like, pick up habits of how people talk.
Like, I personally think they're so sexy. Like, I would marry an Australian man, like... Instantly, like I just see him like cooking some shrimp on the barbie.
Australian, 100%. But I don't know. I couldn't do British.
Sorry to all our British folk out there. Thank you. Next.
Sorry, guys.
But like, I don't know, cause like anytime, even like serving, I get like someone with an accent. I'm like, holy fuck, Natalie! Like, do not copy this accent. And I'm like, would you like a cup of Joe? And I'm like, no.
Every time we're drunk, we definitely
we always do the British accents. Like where, always when we're drunk.
Where did that come from?
Just pull it out of our bottles, apparently. Anyways, okay, this one I just randomly thought of today. So, why can't we make all colors? Like, you know, like, how there's primary colors, which is probably, like, red, blue, and green, question mark?
No.
I don't think it's green.
It's yellow.
It's yellow? I think it's
red, blue, yellow. Yeah.
Red, blue, yellow? Yes. I don't remember kindergarten. Anywho, but, like, I want to know, like, why those colors are already there and we can't just make, like, every other color.
Yeah, like, where did that color get made from?
I know. Like, what? That just doesn't make sense. Okay, next we have how languages were made. Like, did some random guy was just like, this word is going to mean this.
No, I was actually going to put that on my list. Like,
okay.
I actually have something okay, yeah.
Hold your thought. We'll come back to yours. But no, like, I just don't understand. And there's, like, so many variations of every word. Like, why does there, and there mean the same damn thing? Like, who thought that was a good idea?
Well, even in, like, French and other languages, how in English, if it's the cup, it's just the cup. Whereas in, like, those languages, you have to decipher if it's feminine or if it's masculine.
Oh, my God. Don't even get me started the French language.
Why? Like, what was the point of that? Who wanted to do that? Like, you know?
Some weird-ass guy who's probably drunk. Anyways. Okay, this one is a little deep. We're taking a turn for the worst for this one. But, like,
death.
No, kind of. Why do people want to kill people? No. I'm like, why do they just be like, I'm gonna take my gun and just go pew, pew, pew. And, like, murder all these people. Like, what? Who?
I definitely think that is why there is a thing called mental health issues.
Oh, for sure. We're gonna get canceled, Reagan. Oh, my God. Like, for sure. Like, I get that there's, like, accidents where that happens.
Yeah.
But, like, but then there's, like, murderers and serial killers. Like, what was going through Ted Bundy's head?
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's why I think, like, criminology and, like, all that stuff is, that's like, pretty so interesting. Because, like, you can just talk to these psychopathic individuals. I don't know if that's a word. And just, like, figure out what they were thinking.
Pause really quick. So, quick little statement. Natalie is actually going into school to be a psych nurse. So, that's another thing. Like, you're going to hear a whole bunch of stories of, why they're in there. And, like, maybe someone tried to kill someone and just be like, hey,
hey,
why did you want to kill this person?
I will get back to us on that. I will make a note to figure that out once I have a job. Okay, last one for myself is super small towns. Like, why are there so many damn random-ass towns with, like, a population of, like, 100 people? For example, Compiègne. Well, do you even know where that is?
No.
I do. My auntie lives there. It's a population of like 50.
Is it in Alberta?
Yeah. It's like right on the border of Alberta and Saskatchewan. Kind of by more north than Lloydminster. Literally, okay. So silly. Or like,
what is that? Like a hamlet? Is that what it's called?
Yes, a hamlet. A village.
Does it go like village? It's a village. Hamlet?
I think you're right. I think they're called hamlets. And then like on a way. That's like on the way to White Court.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Like on a way too. And then like Alterio. That's also by Compeer. Just, I was like being like with COVID and everything about like isolation. Like these towns are basically isolated. Like they have to drive like 45 minutes to go get damn groceries. Yeah. Like, I'm why would you want to put yourself in that situation? You know?
Yeah.
Like, it's just odd to me. Like, I just guess I'm, like, a city person. Like, I enjoy...
Well, yeah, like, it's convenient. Like, yeah. Oh, I need to go to the store. Boom, 10 minutes. Or it's like, oh, I need to go figure out a Halloween costume last minute. Boom, yeah. Like, 30 minutes.
It's not like you're dedicating, like, a whole weekend to go to the city to get shit done.
Okay, this weekend I have to... Yeah, exactly.
Huh. Well, the more you know. Okay, those are my 10 things that confuse the absolute shitballs out of me. Proceed, Reagan.
Okay, so... Starting off with the big number one.
The big number one.
Space. Honestly.
Oh, God.
It frustrates me thinking about it. I just can't wrap my head around it. Like, it just keeps going and going and going. Like,
no, like, as long as you tell me that you still think space is a thing.
No, I think space is a thing.
Like, I was like, Greg, we're going to have an issue here.
Earth's flat and everything like that. I'm just kidding.
Oh, God.
But, yeah, no, space, definitely a thing. Just don't understand it. Don't even want to try to understand it.
Totally fair.
Next thing, the concept of money. Like, obviously, I know that $1 is going to be $1.
Obviously, I know if I'm rich bitch or broke bitch.
Yeah, like, I know the difference of that. But, like, I just don't understand where and when it gets its value. You know what I mean?
Because how, like, the Canadian dollar is, like, worth less than, like, the States' money. I don't get that either.
It's like, okay, well...
Or then you go to Mexico and, like, everything's, like, so damn cheap.
Someone's gonna listen to this and be like,
these girls are so need to be educated. Like, you're like, ah, shit.
Yay, Katie. I'm just kidding. But, all right. Number three, I feel like, is a pretty typical one for... every female lad out there, lassie, if you must.
A lass.
Boys, yeah.
Oh, God. Just
don't get them. Don't understand them. Don't know.
They're just so complicated.
The brain of a boy. Yeah. Not even gonna attempt.
Like, if there was, like, a manual on boys, I feel like that thing would just be, like, an ongoing book of, like, 10,000 pages.
Like, I feel like it's so simple, but yet...
Right?
It's so simple that it's like, what? Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's...
There's so many damn personalities these days. Yeah. And, like, you could say something. Oh, I'm just gonna do a little story time here.
Yes, give it.
I was having... So, like, guys, my personality, like, to flirt with people, most of the time, I'm just rude. I don't know.
I was like, you're gonna take your hat.
I was like, I'm gonna take your hat. Like, I'll run away with it. But, like, no. I flirt by, like, making fun of people. That's just what I do. So it's a hit or miss. Sometimes it works. Sometimes it's like, who are you? But, so yesterday I was talking to this one feller and he had a rose tattoo, which is just, like, a classic. Like, it was, like, a knife stabbing through a rose, like, right here on his rib cage. Okay. And I'm like, huh, what a classic tattoo. So I obviously said something about it. And then he goes, and then he just, like, pissed. And I'm like, okay, well, like, explain to me what it means. Like, if it's got a meaning, like, I won't be so judgmental. Mm-hmm. Never proceeds to explain the tattoo. Literally R-bombed me because I think I pissed him off.
No,
and I was like, what?
That's frustrating to me because I definitely have, like, a meaningless tattoo, but if someone asks me about it, I'm not going to, like...
Be, like, offensive to it.
Yeah, I'm just going to be like, in all honesty, just wanted this because why not?
No, totally fair, but, like, I feel like a classic guy tattoo is, like, the sleeve with, like, a rose, a diamond, a clock.
Or even, like, our old friend, let's give him a name, Spicy.
First character of the podcast, Spicy.
Spicy man.
Oh, God.
He had a little rose tattoo, if you must.
Oh, my God. Now I know what you're talking about. That took me a minute to understand.
Spicy man had a rose tattoo, and that's all I had to say. Anyway.
Classic bitch boy tattoo. Moving on. Sorry, continue.
Okay, number four. Yeah, okay, this kind of, like, doesn't actually fit in with your language, just, like, now that I'm reading it.
Okay.
Who... makes up words and who put the meaning behind, like, why
is why is that, like, a chair, like, who said a chair was a chair? Okay,
and, like, why, like, you know what I mean?
No, totally. That's right. Yeah, that's a complicated one.
It just like really keeps me up at night sometimes. I'm like, wow. This bed? Why is it a bed?
Why is it a bed?
Anywho. Time zones. I really okay. Oh. Like the idea that actually
like I feel like it could be confusing, but then like there's also a understandable explanation for that, and it's like all about like the rotation.
Oh, with no, like the solar. I know that part. Okay. Like I know if I go across the world and it's like nighttime, I'm not expecting them to like consider the like time 3 p.m. Okay, but I'm just like, who decided to make it three? Like
oh, like how did time start? No, that kind of ties into a thing. Is like, why do we do day things during the daytime and night things during the nighttime?
Exactly. Like who, that was a good idea. I mean, I'm assuming it's probably because like they wanted to be able to see.
That's totally fair.
But like, it's just kind of like wow.
You know, I know. It's like
puts everything into perspective.
I'm like all these people who just decided things for us. Like you just wake up and you just like what?
You're born and it's 3 p.m.
Oh my gosh.
Anyway. Okay, this one actually a coworker gave to me today because one of my friends, I guess you could say, coworker, was upsetting spaghetti, if you must, in the back, and I think it is something that doesn't make sense to me and to, like, a lot of girls as to why people will continuously put their heart out knowing it's just gonna get hurt.
Like, does that tie into, like, cheating, question mark?
I think so.
Okay.
Like, why? Like, as people, we know. We know what's bad or good. Like, why?
Yeah.
What holds us attached to these people?
That, I like, feel like it has to do with, like, comfortability. Like, I feel like 100%. There's some people that, like, hate the talking stage for, like, a passion that once they, like, finally get past that stage with someone, like they're like, we're taking it, we're gonna run with it, and we're never coming back. Like, lose an arm, lose a foot, doesn't matter. Like,
it's so hurtful to watch it sometimes.
No, totally. Because like, really, then that has to do with, like, a whole thing about, like, self-respect and, like...
Yeah, like... And I think in our podcast, that is something we will dive into.
Oh, for sure. Some thoughts about...
Our feelings.
I mean, what? Not our feelings, Reagan. Just kidding. But no, that'll definitely be something that is discussed to a depth. Just because... I wouldn't say... I feel like... No. I was gonna say, I feel like I'm a feminist, but not to a point where, like, I'm shoving it down people's throats.
You're a feminist, but you're just not, you're, like, not...
A crazy feminist.
Yeah, like, you're...
In simpler terms.
Like, you're not passionate about it, but you're not... What's the word that I'm looking for?
I totally understand what you're saying. I hope you guys are also understanding what they're saying, because we just can't put a word to this thought right now.
Word. Okay. Okay. Anyway, my next one is bad drivers. I do not understand why some people have passed their license or what is it called?
Sometimes I question how you passed your license.
No, okay. Well, at least I can like skirt skirt.
Corvette.
You really hate myself. But I think we should have like you have to renew your driver's test like every 7 to 10 years.
Totally fair. No, because I get, like, there's, like, irresponsible drivers, or there's people that are just, like, so arrogant. They're like, I can have, like, 3 drinks and still drive. Like, I have such a high tolerance. I'm like, no, you dumb bitch. That is a DUI right there for ya. Like,
well, and especially, like, if you've never seen me and Natalie before, we are... we're relatively slim people. So, it's, like... someone our size and they're like, I had 3 drinks, like, let's go bitches,
no, that's just like red flag, like, to the absolute max. No, but I feel like it doesn't even matter. Like, I'm not sure how alcohol like affects people when they have to take like a breathalyzer test.
Like, everybody's body's different. Like, I remember my friend in Whitecourt, he had like, he was blackout.
Okay.
I'm telling you, blackout, couldn't walk. Anyway, the DD was in what's it called when you, like, get pulled over? But a check stop. Okay. They got pulled over at a check stop, and he opens the door and gets out of the back of the car, and he's like, can I blow this, like, blower thingy?
The breathalyzer?
Yeah. Just for, like...
For shits and gigs.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, so, take in, this guy is absolutely blackout. He blows it, and he, like, clears. Like, he could drive.
That's terrifying.
So, it's like... Okay, but...
However, like, your current state is, like, questionable.
Yeah, so he was, like, to the cop, he's like, can I drive? And the cop was, like,
I technically can't
say like, no, yeah, because like you blew,
like if you got pulled over for doing something stupid, that's totally different.
Yeah,
but if you got, yeah, like anywho.
No, but even that, I feel like that ties into, like, the amount of, like, preventable accidents that could occur. Or, like, people, like, blowing through a red light. Like, T-boning, I feel like that's how it happens.
That's why I think people should retake their license, because it's totally frustrating fair. When speed limits get dropped down, when good drivers are like, okay, does it really need to be this slow? Like, if you can't handle the speed on this road, like, you shouldn't be driving, in all honesty.
Mm-hmm. But no, that's... good one, good one.
That's my opinion in that. Okay. So I'm actually done with the 10 things.
Oh, love to see it.
My dad gave me one, but...
was it from Dean's perspective?
Yeah, I'm actually just going to play it in... okay, yeah, okay,
just
here we
do
go.
Just do it.
Why can't we all just be humans and not races? And I was like, okay. Oh,
that's deep. Okay.
I have to let that sink
in for a moment.
He said that, and I was like, it sounds...
why just, can't it, like, we all just be humans and not... no, because I feel like people... oh, I feel like that has to do with everything. It's like the whole Black Lives Matter, the whole, like, stop Asian hate crimes. Like, I feel like all those... okay, no, totally. It's like, yeah. No, we're, like, all the same people. I feel like that has to do with, like, acceptance. And, racism and... people thinking that they're just better than others, and...
no, 100%, and that definitely does stem from, like, certain race groups, like, going to, well, okay, well, we're better than this race, but, like, yeah. Why? Why do people put so much time and effort into the idea of hating on another race, or, like, making such a big thing about it, like, just...
okay.
You know what I mean?
No, like, that's just... fair. No, good one. Totally, so, yeah. That's a lot to think about, that one.
It is, because it's something so simple, yet...
but, like, it has, like, a lot of depth to it.
Yeah.
Welcome to our TED Talk. Just kidding. Moving on, now we are going to discuss with you our biggest icks. If for those who don't know what an ick is, it's something that just grinds our gears.
Or, like, really just makes you, like, no.
Like, what the... ugh. Okay, this is my first one.
Okay.
It's... people who smell bad, like just stanky, fishy. Like, just I can't deal with it. Okay. Or like, especially boys, like if you have on like a good old cologne, like just like a, like I'm giving you a hug and I'm just like,
take like, don't a whiff. Overuse that.
No,
though.
No, like don't overuse a cologne. However, make use of your cologne, boys. Like,
yeah.
Girls appreciate it more than you would think.
100%.
So, yeah, hate things that don't smell bad. I mean, sorry, hate things that smell bad. Like, I love perfumes. Like, I rotate between 3 perfumes. Like, anytime I go out of my house, I always have on... yeah, no, exactly. Like, they're not overbearing. I don't smell like a grandma either.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, that's my first one. Next, I have shopping alone. I feel like this is just, like, a personal thing where I just find, like, safeness in a group. I just feel, like, so vulnerable. Like, I walk into a store alone, they're like, can I help you? And I'm like, no. Or I feel like, or even when I was a kid, my mom would be like, you can go to the next store, like, while I pay. I'm like, no, mom, like, I'll wait here a while.
Really?
Yes.
I never knew that. Like thinking about it, of us going shopping, like, that definitely, like, clicks in my head. Like, I could see you being that type of person, and, mm-hmm. like, not... like,
that's why I'm texting everyone. I can't find you for, like, 5 minutes. I'm like, hello? Like, where the shit did you go?
Yeah.
No. Or, like, even I have to return something to Zara, and I'm, like, calling up everyone. I'm like, hey, want to come to the mall? They're like, no, I'm working. No, I'm doing school. I'm like, oh, fuck, guess I'm not going today. Like,
yeah, no, that's
rather than funny. Just, like, sucking it up and stop being a pussy. Okay. Anyways, just being super critical about myself right there.
Like, are you okay?
Yes, I'm fine. I'm getting over it. Okay, next. This one is probably my biggest ick. This is just a personal pet peeve.
Okay.
When people chew with their mouth open.
Honestly, that is
just thinking about it.
Like, when I was asking my coworkers for ideas of icks, they all gave me that idea.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't know. That is just something I do not notice.
Oh, my God.
Like, do I do it?
You don't do it. Oh, no, okay. You would know if you would do it. Okay. I would probably strangle you. But, like, I don't know. I just feel like it's also how I was raised. Like, Jill was so stickler about being, chew with your mouth closed.
Yeah. Chew with your mouth closed. So I just, now if I see people going that,
I'm Jill is her mom, everyone.
Oh, yeah, Jill's my mom, by the way. Love you, Jillian. Anywho's. But yeah, like, do not chew with your goddamn mouth open. I don't need to see what's happening in there.
Or, like, I guess even the sound of it. Like, are loud chewers.
Like,
Lainey, if you were listening,
this woman, we'd be sleeping in bed, and she would just start chewing, like, ew. Nothing else. And I'm just, like, wanting to punch you in the face.
Like, it's anyway, just love you, so Lainey. Icky. Ugh. Ick, ick, ick. Okay, next one. This is probably going to cause a lot of controversy amongst the listeners, but I really don't care. So, eating KD with a spoon.
I have one about KD.
No way. Like, I don't know why it's specifically KD, but like, if you eat KD with a goddamn spoon, what are you doing with your life?
You get so much more in your mouth than when fork eaters get on this page.
Well, like, I don't know. I feel like I just like to stab it. It's on there. Don't have to worry about, like, you literally, going places.
You just proved your point of why people kill people.
Oh, my God.
I like to stab it.
Eric. Oh, my God. That's so bad. Okay, anyways. Yeah, if you eat KD with a spoon, switch it. Right now. Thanks. Okay, last but not least, I hate, double hate, sorry, a little bit of the Grinch right there, Axe cologne, like, ick.
Or, like, when you're in that awkward time of middle school and all the boys, like Merrick, loved to, like,
I have a younger brother, he's 14, his name is Merrick. Oh my God, is he going through that phase right now? Yes, and we share a bathroom too. And this boy in the morning will just freaking just doused himself in all the Axe cologne. I'm like, holy shit. I'm like, I know what I'm getting you for freaking Christmas, my birthday. I'm like, here's some new damn cologne, Merrick. Like, please stop. Or even like the candles that smell like cologne.
Oh, I've never had a candle. Like, just the more manly smelling candles.
Yeah, I hate those. Don't like them. Like, for some reason, they just all remind me of, like, an Axe smelling thing. Mm. And it's just,
I like the woodsy man smelling ones.
You see, don't like that
okay,
either.
Okay.
I don't know.
Fair,
like,
enough.
I'm more into, like, those fruity, sweet smelling things.
Like, oh, like, if I'm in Bath and Body Works, like, first thing I'm going is, like, Peach Palace.
No, or, like, for sure. I'm, like, not going to go to freaking Axe in the woods. Yeah. Like,
no, I
treasure
agree.
Chest in the man. Like, what? Me trying to be creative. Yeah, that didn't go very well. Okay, so those are my top five icks that really just get me going.
No, those are good ones. Thank you. I appreciated those. Much. Okay, so I think I should save my first one for last, so I'm gonna do that actually.
Okay.
Okay, I'm actually gonna start off with my dad's that he gave me.
His icks?
Yeah.
Are they related to you though?
No, this is just one ick my dad has that I really feel like I should
share. Okay, share it.
This is the first thing he says to me without hesitation. Okay. Like, with just okay. Like, he was on top of it.
Okay.
Poking your finger through paper towel while wiping your ass.
What?
What? Can't say that has ever happened, or that has ever happened to me.
Oh,
but, like,
my God.
Yeah, I could see how that could be an ick.
Let's think about this. Poking your finger through the paper towel while wiping your asshole.
No, toilet paper.
Oh, sorry, the toilet paper while wiping your asshole.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like I, like, bunch it up a little bit. Like, I take it, like, I bunch it up, they go.
Me too.
Like, I swipe.
I think he folds.
Odd.
Yeah, no, I ever since, like, he was little and trying to teach me how to, like, go to the bathroom, he'd be like, fold, and I'd be like, no.
No. Well, a way to avoid that ick upon yourself is do not fold. Scrunch.
Okay, the next one. When men are weird about, like, girl stuff, like,
oh,
periods,
okay.
Period products.
Oh, like, okay, like with tampons.
Stuff that happens down there that is totally natural.
Like, would I just blatantly talk about that in a conversation? Absolutely not.
No, like, the first time, like, when I wake up in the morning, I'm like, oh, look what's down there.
Oh my God, look, my fluids.
No, like, but if I'm, like, I should 100%
feel comfortable. No, I feel like if you're in a relationship and you're like, no, like, babe, I'm on my period, they can't be like, ew. They'll be like, oh, okay.
Well, even in middle school, when girls, like, first time getting their period or something like that. Or, oh, like, the don't boys really would just go know. Insane. Yeah, exactly. And it's like, I guess it's not a man, so I understand it. But, like, I remember that being such an, like, why? Like, it,
no, totally you know what I mean? Fair.
Like, it's just so unattractive.
Boys, get with the down program. Word. Thanks.
When people don't pick up their feet, that drives me ballistic.
Oh, like when they're walking?
Yeah, especially with winter boots. Yeah. It drives me insane.
As like a fast walker myself with my long ass legs, like my feet just are like hop, hop, yeah, like hop, hop, hop.
Can't
like,
wait.
I will drag you until, oh, no, that actually, that could be, I should have added that on my list.
Right? No, it's something
thanks
that.
For remember, thanks for reminding me of that egg.
Like, I could just punch someone in the face if I hear a little...
A boot. That's, like, just so lazy.
Oh, I know.
Ugh, gross.
Another thing, when people have their socks, like, when people are wearing really big socks, and they, like, the ends of the socks where your toes should be are, like, 5 feet away from where your toes actually are. But, like, do you know what I mean? Like, the part that's supposed to be on your leg is, like, on your ankle, on your heel.
Like, if walking. I put on, like, a sock, like, yeah. And if, like, the part that's supposed to be on my heel is, like, on the top of my foot, like, is that what you're talking about?
No.
Or is, like, the part that's, like, covering my toes?
Like, up, here. Like, up here. Like, they're okay. Just hanging off a bit because you have really big socks and, like, this part comes down to here.
You know, I can't recall a time I've ever noticed that.
I just always, when I was thinking about icks, I really dove deep in my memory. Okay. And I'm just, like... There's always one kid.
Like, it's like, ew, socks.
I'm like, ugh. Anyway, my last one is when people thrust.
Oh my god.
I think that is so weird. I don't like looking at it. I don't even like seeing it on my own. Like, just
really getting their rhythm in. And your brain is like, no, stop, please stop.
I feel no, like when they're... Butts are clenched, like when they're just like.
Hey. How can you see? I don't think you see that. I think you're just imagining that. No, then, definitely... like, do you have like a camera, like the other end, like a selfie stick? You're like, oh, look at that ass. Like, just...
I've definitely been in a situation where there were mirrors present.
Okay.
And.
Ick turned off, pants on, like.
No, pretty much, like
out of there.
So, yeah, those are
your icks of the day.
Yeah.
Huh. Thanks for sharing.
Oh, thank you.
That was, like, a lot to process.
No, it was. I liked the ones Dean gave me on. Oh, Dean is my dad, by the way.
So many people that we just introduced today.
No kidding. Hey, everybody.
Hey, everybody. Just to introduce you to our life stories and everybody else on the podcast. But, yeah. So, thanks, you guys, for tuning in to our very first episode.
We are very appreciative of you all that are listening.
And then all of our episodes are going to be uploaded on Tuesdays. We're calling it Thoughts Not Feelings Tuesdays, #TNF Podcast.
Woo!
So, yeah, thanks for tuning in, guys. See ya.
Bye.